Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Fat Chat.
Hi guys. So today is a very special day. It is the 7th of April and that means it is Hayley's birthday.
Stop, you're making me blush.
Oh, she told me to say this. She wrote out a script. I hope you will pop on over to social media and join me in wishing our favourite filthy mouthed flame haired South African a very, very merry birthday.
You love me. You really love me.
I like you.
This is our very first Ask Us Anything episode.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Thank you so much, guys. You sent us in so many questions. It's going to take us a while to get through them all, but we're doing our best.
And don't forget to follow us on social media at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And just keep your eyes open because we will be asking for questions from you guys semi-regularly. We want to keep doing these episodes because we love hearing from you guys and we love answering your questions. So this question is from Fern Pankhurst, and she has said, how do we find on-trend jewellery for plus sizes? Longer necklaces, wider fit rings that are feminine, longer earrings for fat earlobes and things like that.
Fat lobes.
Hi, Fern. This is such a funny one because I think a lot of people don't realise that actually when you're plus size, you are going to need bigger ring size.
Yeah. Like,
you're going to need longer necklaces that they drop lower because your neck might be thicker, or you need bigger ring sizes, bigger bangles to get them like over bigger hands. And so therefore, your best bet is to look for specialist plus size brands. ASOS Curve have a really good line of jewellery.
Oh, so lovely, their line.
Evans also do jewellery. Simply B do jewellery. So actually look for those brands that are already specialist plus size brands, and they will be there to cater for you because they already understand the problems and the issues in shopping for plus size jewellery.
And are they usually pretty on trend? They're usually following the current trends?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you'll get the current on trend stuff that you like that will be working with, you know, everything that your friends are shopping on the high street too.
Stacey Forster asked, where do we get proper plus size corsets, suspender belts and stockings? She's fed up of rolling and a bad fit. If I have ever heard a question for you, George, this is the one.
So I think if you have the money to go for it, and I often say a good corset isn't cheap and a cheap corset isn't good, then you should go. Yeah. Get them. That's like Shakespeare could have written that.
Yes.
Then you should go bespoke. And my girl, Rosie Red, is the one. You know, she understands different size bodies. She understands the measurements you'll need. She understands how things should fit. And she will create something that you really, really want in terms of a plus size corset. And also she will explain that bodies, when they are bigger, there will be more squish, there will be a bit more tummy fat, back fat, but also you will get actually a bit more of a cinch because there's more body to play with. And I just think corsets are really fun. In terms of suspender belts and stockings, I've often said I am the crotch of this brand, and so I am a massive advocate for them, and I love wearing their stuff.
I don't know where to go from
here. The Big Tights Company, aka the Big Bloomers Company, they have websites under both names. They do plus size suspender belts and stockings. They actually have like dedicated fit models in all of the sizes that they stock
who
test things. Yeah, they are so good. But another thing that you should remember is that when you have a bit of a squishier thigh, things sometimes can roll a bit more. They won't always sit as smoothly as they would on a thinner thigh. So try and look for those suspender belts that have got lots of clips and things so that you've got more chance of things staying up a bit better because you've got more hooks on there. And like really road test things, and also give brands feedback as well. Like the more brands that understand what they need to do right for plus size bodies, the more brands that will be out there catering.
This question comes from Nikki Milner. She loves the podcast. Hey, Nikki. How can plus size ladies wear crop tops? Hayley.
I love a crop top. In the summer, it's one of my favorite things. I mean, a part of me just wants to say by putting one on her body.
Yeah.
But another part of me gets that it can be a really daunting piece of clothing. So one of my tips would be like, maybe if you're a little bit nervous of the crop top, perhaps go for one that has quite a lot of coverage. So maybe there's only a slither of skin between the waistband and the bottom of the crop top. Also, maybe you want some sleeve coverage, or maybe you really want to like show off your boobs a little bit, because that'll make you feel slightly more confident in a style that you're perhaps already enjoying wearing. For me, also, I personally like to wear them with quite high-waisted skirts, because to me, it gives me a silhouette that I like. And I like the fact that you can see a little bit of my tummy and a little bit more skin. But I'm also not putting myself in a situation where I'm uncomfortable, where I'm constantly like pulling up my jeans or pulling down the top. I want to be able to wear it and be comfortable. So yeah, I mean, the short answer is just put it on your body, but the long answer is find one that makes you feel comfortable.
And it doesn't have to be getting so much tummy out, like you have just said. It's about your comfort zones. If it's you just start with that sliver of flesh, then that's enough. So this is something that we've had in from Rocker Stitch, who has said, when I go to the gym, I often check if I'm the biggest, and I often am. I mean, Rivki, this is something that you and I have spoken about on our exercise episode, isn't it? You know, this is something you can relate to, I guess, and me as well.
Well done, Rocker Stitch, for, you know, still going to the gym, even though you kind of maybe have that moment where you get in and you think like, oh gosh, am I the biggest? And having a look around. And I think, you know, you're not alone in feeling like that. So, you know, we loads of people will be going to gym, having a look around, seeing who's there, who's, you know, bigger than them, smaller than them.
I mean, someone's always going to be the biggest one, you know.
It doesn't matter. You're there. And if you enjoy it, keep going and having a good time.
Georgia Girl over on Instagram has said to us that she's striving for body neutrality. At the moment, she's working out, doing tap dance for fun and health, not for weight loss. But she still gets down when she sees her weight. How can she move past this?
I mean, I think that first half of what she said, she's working out, doing it for fun and health and not for weight loss, you know.
That's she's nailing it already.
Yeah, that's the thing you have to stick to. It's so hard because any kind of exercise is so entangled with weight, and exercise is so seen as something you're doing to lose weight. Like, I cannot count the amount of people that have said certain things to me, like, go on, good on you, girl. People who say things into the, like, to me in the gym, like, wow, you're doing so many classes. I'm like, yes, I've been going here for the last year. I've done quite a few. It's really hard to get past that headspace. It's really hard to stop people making you feel paranoid. I just think keep looking at exercise as that way to make you feel good, because the moment you start using exercise as a stick to beat yourself with, it no longer becomes fun. And what would you rather? And there's no like real answer apart from maybe just follow accounts of other bodies that look like yours that also do exercise, and just keep reminding yourself what you're there for. Maybe every time you finish an exercise class, write a little note, put it in a jar about how good you felt, about what you achieved in that class. Maybe you did a new thing in the tap dancing class, or, you know, maybe you lifted a new weight. And when you feel that way about your body, go back and be like, oh, okay, this is why I do this.
Stop weighing yourself.
Oh, and that.
Because if you don't, do you know what I mean? If you're going to the gym and you're enjoying it and you're doing tap dance, which is so cool.
Mate, fair play.
Just don't weigh yourself at the end. I see so many people do it in the changing room. Like, they'll finish a class and they'll get on the scales. And I'm like, what was the point? Like, you've done the class.
Also, like, if you've got a personal trainer, tell them you don't want to weigh yourself. If you're going to the doctor, you can even say to him, sure, you can weigh me, but I don't want to know the number. You don't have to know this number if it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, focus on the good stuff you're doing. Stop weighing yourself. We've had a questioning from Mango Bluette. May not be saying that correctly.
Hi, Mango.
How does one feel more confident whilst having sex?
This is a really good question. And I think it's something that, like, so much of what we've covered in previous episodes touches on. A lot of the tips that we gave all the way back in episode 6 were on body confidence. And a lot of those will feed into how you feel when you're having sex, when you're naked, when you're in your body. But I would say that just remember that the person you are having sex with is attracted to you. They are there for a reason. If you're feeling self-conscious in front of them, that's something that is coming from you, probably not from them. I think at the end of the day, it's realizing that your partner is there to be with you, to enjoy your body, and a huge amount of confidence can come from that. And in the meantime, there are so many things we've talked about in this podcast about who to follow and ways to get more in touch with your body. I mean, in some ways, it can just be about learning what your body enjoys. We will have some podcasts coming up specifically talking about things like sex and masturbation. So hold on. We are coming for you, Mango. Yes.
So we have a question from My Rebel Style, who is top fan, friend of the pod. Woo! Hey, little Ginger Haley, the other one. And she asks, do any of us ever accidentally indulge in a bit of diet culture? You know, things like reading food labels and habits like that that can die hard.
Yes.
Yes.
We often talk about the fact that a lot of the things about, you know, throwing out diet culture and being good fatty, they're not always constant states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you fall off that wagon and you have a moment where diet culture seeps back into your life, it happens. It happens to everybody pretty much because it is so ingrained in our society. So will I sometimes, you know, you will hear on a previous episode, I chose a Belvita over a Kit Kat. I, you know, berate myself to this very day. But it happens. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the fact that sometimes I fall off that wagon and I don't always, you know, shirk off
those
shackles of diet culture. And so don't beat yourself up if it happens to you too. It does happen. And on other days, you'll make different choices and that's life.
And sometimes I feel like, as sad as this might sound, that doing, like Rivki saying that she chose a Belvita over Kit Kat.
It was really good
horrific.
Belvita.
But, you know, you enjoyed the Belvita and in that moment you made a choice that was kind of diet culture but also made you feel good. Like when we say throughout diet culture, we are not saying that every single thing to do with food labels and that is really, really bad. Sometimes you just have to think, okay, but why did that make me feel good? And what can I do next time? And maybe choosing the lower calorie thing might make you feel good in that moment, as long as you're not falling into those old habits of using good and bad food to make you feel a certain way about yourself or like restricting yourself beyond what your body and your brain actually wants in that moment.
Banana Snickers over on Instagram. That is an amazing name. Let's take a moment for Banana Snickers. Yes!
I'm allergic to peanuts. I'm not feeling the Snickers. I'm sorry.
That's okay. George loves some extra nuts. So Banana Snickers wants to know, can you lose weight in a healthy way and still be body positive?
I mean, this is something I've struggled with, and this is something that made me sit more around the body neutral side of things. I think if you're doing something for your body that isn't putting pressure on yourself, that isn't being unkind to yourself, that isn't doing it because you want to change yourself out of anger or sadness, is positive. If you need to lose weight for something, or if you're just feeling that your body isn't so fun to be in at the moment and you just feel like maybe if you dropped a bit of weight you'd feel better, then that's fine. You don't need to bore people about it who don't want to hear about it. Try to like really make sure that you are still being intuitive with your eating. Maybe your portions are a bit smaller, but don't deny yourself and then go through maybe that binge and purge kind of cycle. And try to still stay in those spaces that are body positive and body neutral. And I think that's okay. You know, our podcast isn't meant to be like, be fat forever, that's the only way. Losing weight is really bad. But we're just saying there is another way. And first and foremost, you need to love yourself and do things for your body that come from love, not from hatred.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I've met some people who have lost significant amounts of weight and have still remained, to me, in a very body positive space, and that they're not policing other people's bodies, they're not policing their bodies, they're just doing what was right for their body at that time. So I do think it's definitely possible. It's just about your attitude. But the fact that I've seen people do this, and I realize that weight loss can always be triggering for other people, but it's not for your job to
protect them all the time. What's good for you.
It's about how you speak about bodies as well as what you do with your own.
Definitely.
Hayley. I know that your thighs love touching each other, but what are your recommendations for chub rub?
Don't separate them.
That question was from Rachy Rocky Roo.
You guys have got some great names.
I feel like you gave me all the like the ones that I'm not quite sure if I'm saying them right. I've been set up.
Who, me?
Yeah, my thighs do not like to be separated, but when they do, I think there are some really great brands out there that are dealing with this issue now. I remember like when I was super, like, much younger, when I was like 18 and I first experienced the true horror of chub rub, I literally didn't know who to ask about or who to talk to about this. And now I talk about it all the flipping time.
Can't stop her. It's ridiculous.
I spend most of the summer just on my Instagram stories.
Between the moon cup and the chub rub.
We got you covered down there.
So obviously you've got different options. Definitely just the old standard of wearing an item of clothing that stops your thighs rubbing together is a great one. I mean, I can't have lost count of the number of leggings I have suddenly cut off an emergency to be able to wear under something. But nowadays, companies like the Big Tights Company and Chafe Free do amazing breathable fabrics that you can wear all day. Some of them even have like really cute lace on the bottom. You can wear them in replacement of underwear because they're super breathable. So that is amazing. If you're going to be wearing something shorter or like just that extra layer is too much in the heat, then I love products like Ivy Virgo, which is almost like a speed stick. And you basically like roll it onto your thighs. And I mean, I've done a couple of weeks out in Turkey in the middle of the swampy summer and I was smiling. And there's also a brand called Curve Balm. I haven't personally used them, but I do believe that that is an option as well. Mm-hmm. And
Mega Babe is another one.
I've not heard of them.
Body Glide is another one.
And then you've also got Lush Silky Underwear Powder, which you can pick up in Lush. And that's amazing because some people are not so keen with the more cream or liquid formulas. So a powder can work. What about you, Riv?
There's also bandlets.
I love bandlets.
How would you describe them? They're like
The tops of stockings.
Yes, that's it. That's
without,
the word.
Without the stocking.
Without the stocking. So you've got bandlets. Pretty Little Thing also did some in the summer. So I imagine that they will bring them back this summer.
I love bandlets because they're really sexy.
Yeah, they're super sexy.
If your skirt blew up, you'd be like, how pretty is that? And I have actually worn them. I think things like bandlets are lovely for like a date night when there's not going to be much walking, but like if you're going to work and back, possibly not the one because they don't stay as long.
I would say cotton cycling shorts, mm-hmm. a really good one. Like M&S often do some in the summer, or there's a make called Jockey. I'm not 100% sure what size they go up to, but I think they go up to at least a sort of 20-22, but I'll check.
Cool.
And they do really, really good shorts for the summer as well that are like flesh toned.
So, Rachie Rocky Roo, I hope we have you covered.
Nicola Gooch asks, where are the best places to get fitted for lingerie? Just had a nightmare in an upmarket department store. They got my band size so far out, it was ridiculous.
So, lingerie, our specialist subject, I think, over on this pod.
Yeah.
We do love a bra. So firstly, if you're near a big city, then look out for brands like Bravissimo that have stores and have specialist fitters in store. If you're anywhere near London, get yourself to Rigby and Pella. I know that is quite a trek for a bra, but they are absolutely amazing in there. I've been fitted in there a few times and it's such a luxury experience and they carry so many different brands. So it's a really good way of finding out brands that you like, and then it means that you can buy them online next time, which is obviously so much easier. And then Fig Leaves is another one because they carry so many different brands.
So it's such a wide variety.
And although it's online, you know, you can message them and discuss it with them, and they've got fitting guides on their website, so you can have a look there. Also, in lots of local, like small market towns, there are often specialist lingerie stores, so it's a really good idea to go in there and get fitted. So maybe even if they don't have all the sizes, they'll have people there that have been working with lingerie for, you know, years and years, who will be really good at fitting you. So if they carry your size, great, but if not, at least you can go somewhere and get fitted, which is so important. You should be doing it every 6 months.
So we have a question here that came in, and we're going to keep it anonymous. But the question is, how do you cope if your boyfriend loves you and your body, but masturbates over a different body type?
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes to masturbation is that it's very different from sex. Like, if you're having a wank, you don't want to have to, like, bother with someone else. You're not really thinking, you're thinking about yourself. And sometimes the quickest way to get yourself off is just the most generic porn or just a different kind of porn. Like, we'd probably all be lying if we were to say that we didn't find different body types attractive. Like, I have been with Robbie for 12 years. It doesn't mean I don't think other men and women are attractive. It doesn't mean I want to go out and have sex with them because I can't be arsed learning someone else's body. But, like,
it's just laziness.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, the love never dies. It's so beautiful.
Never dies. It's literally the only thing keeping me in this marriage. But, you know, for me personally, I watch all sorts of porn that involve just men, just women, different men and women to like what Robbie looks like, and very different women to what Robbie looks like.
And, Swedish lesbian.
You know, yeah. But like, essentially, if someone is like knocking one out, it's not because they are trying to get away from you or what you look like. This person has says your boyfriend loves you and your body. He's just trying to do something for himself and he's just trying to find the quickest, easiest route and he's just looking at something like, don't take it as a slight. I think it'd be weird if he was just there with photos of you equally, like masturbating over them.
That actually would be kind of creepy.
Yeah, it would. And like, you would have to wipe down those photo frames.
Why are all the photos from the sideboard missing again?
You know,
had to give them a deep soak.
But outside of that, like, don't think too long and hard about it, and just remember, like, he's just doing something for him that isn't about lust or sex. It's just about that quick release. Men are sexual animals. They have a wank whenever they can, really.
I also think it's almost like if you eat something always at home. I make really good spaghetti bolognese. I never go out and have spaghetti bolognese because my spaghetti bolognese is the best spaghetti bolognese.
Please make it for me.
Maybe you are his best spaghetti bolognese, mm-hmm. and so he decides
he gets
that to have
salt round his mouth.
Oh God!
Wow!
He decides to have a burger or a salad or a fajita when he goes out because, you know, it's something different. He already has you, and you're the best spaghetti bolognese.
And he'll keep coming back to that spag bol.
Yeah.
That's it from us this week. But don't forget, we have a new episode out every Tuesday. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and if you're listening to us on Apple, go and give us a rating of 5 stars and leave us a review.
See you next Tuesday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.